Our gospel, this reading from our Gospel of John this morning. If you're ever trying to find the theme of a passage you're reading, one good way to find a theme is to look for words that are repeated quite a bit in this passage. In these short 8 verses, the word abide is repeated 8 times. So it's safe to say that this thought of abiding in Jesus is the theme of this passage. And Jesus defines what it means to abide in him by talking about botany and growing vines and vineyards and things like this. And Jesus tells us in this that, first of all, he is the true vine. And as the true vine, he is the one who truly does the will of the Father. He truly lives as the Father desires a person to live. And so he is the true vine. The Father is the vine grower. He's the gardener, the farmer, the one that takes care of all that there is in the land. You and I are branches off of that vine. And for our purposes today, I think it's easier for us to think of a tree, because the grapevines are a little bit foreign to us North Dakotans. So we'll think about trees today. You are a branch, and as a branch, there's basically 2 types of branches. There's those that grow fruit, and there's those that don't grow fruit. And the first thing we need to think about, we talked about a little bit in the children's sermon, is what it means to bear fruit in the Gospels. To bear fruit in the Gospels is to basically do what the Lord desires. And we boil that down really easily. That is to obey God's commands, to live the life that he has commanded us to live, and it means to love your neighbor. So to bear fruit is to love God, to honor God, and to love your neighbor, however that might look. That's what it means to bear fruit. So the question then is, what does it mean to not bear fruit? What does it mean to be a branch that no longer bears fruit? What does it mean to be a branch that does bear fruit? And so for this, I'm going to think about 2 trees in my yard over at the parsonage. The first tree is that great big gnarly crabapple tree right out front that, you know, it's beautiful for that one day out of the year where it flowers, and then I have petals all over my driveway in my yard, and then after that I've got berries everywhere. When I first moved here, there were many branches in that tree that were not bearing fruit. And those branches, they get in the way. A lot of them were so dead and brittle that all I had to do was just pull on it a little bit, and even branches that were this big just broke off and fell off, and they were done. They were gone. These branches that don't bear fruit, they're so dead that it's almost like they're not even attached to the tree anymore. They're not bringing up nutrients from the ground and the water, and they're not going into the branch from the trunk, because it's like they're almost like they're just glued there, like they're there, but they're not there. And so these branches obviously were not producing leaves, and not only were they not producing leaves, but they weren't producing berries at all. And so there was nothing to do but to remove them. I broke them off, some of them I cut off, I sawed away, and then I threw them in a pile, and some of them I burned out in our backyard in our little fire pit that we have, obviously not during a burn ban. I'm not that guy. I burned them responsibly probably with s'mores over them and things like that, or I threw them away. This is what Jesus tells us will happen to branches that don't bear fruit. If you are a branch that is not bearing fruit in Christ, that means that you are not abiding in Jesus. That means that you are not doing his will. You are not loving the Lord. You are not helping others, the fruit that you aren't bearing is evidence that you are not connected to Jesus. And in the end, Jesus tells us that those who do not bear the evidence of faith don't have faith. And those who don't have faith are taken away, they're thrown away, and thrown into the fire. Jesus is the trunk. He's the root of the tree. We need to be fed by him. Dead branches are not fed by Jesus. They no longer bear fruit. They are not giving evidence of faith. Now, the other trees are the trees in my backyard. There are two apple trees. One is a Honeycrisp. One is something else. Don't remember right offhand. And these I trimmed off there yesterday, and I did need to trim them off. They were competing with the other leaves of the tree. And if you know what those trees look like, you'll know that the trees really are only about that tall. And so the branches I took off were pretty significant branches to the rest of the tree as far as its entire size. I did some pruning there. And in fact, one of those branches I know last year was one of the few that produced apples for me. It was only, those trees are now only, I think, 3 summers old. This is their third summer. And one of those trees already was producing apples. To abide in Jesus, to be a person who abides, is to be connected to the tree, to be a branch that feeds off of what Christ has for us, his word, to hear his word and to receive it, to receive the Lord's Supper for the forgiveness of sins, to fellowship amongst other Christians and to be encouraged by each other. This is what it means to abide in Jesus. And the evidence of abiding in Jesus, the evidence of being a branch that is connected to the rest of the trunk, is that you produce fruit. You obey the Lord's commands. You love your neighbor. And Jesus tells us plainly, apart from him, you can do nothing. However, there's another aspect to this abiding in Jesus. And that is this part that Jesus talks about, which is pruning. That those who abide in Christ, those who are branches on this tree that is Jesus, will throughout their lives go through pruning processes. And this is exactly what I did yesterday. I looked at these apple trees of mine, and I saw that there's lead branches both going straight up right next to each other. They're competing with each other. They're both healthy branches, but one of them needs to go for the benefit of the entire tree. And you could see I pruned a significant part of the tree, and it was painful to do that, and I researched on the internet many times to make sure I was doing the right thing. But it had to be done so that the tree as a whole, that other branches could be more healthy and in years from now produce more fruit than they would have if I had left it alone. Branches that abide in Jesus, that are producing fruit, Christians that live in Christ, that produce fruit throughout our lives, we are not going to be left alone by God the Father and gardener. Throughout your life, he will be pruning you so that you can make way for new growth, that new and better fruit might come. Now, we might ask what this might look like. Pruning can be a painful process. It can, many ways, feel like suffering. And I think one illustration of this that I think of is a breakup. I only had one girlfriend before I started dating Annie, and this girlfriend we only dated for a couple months, but when she broke up with me, it was the end of the world. I was so sad. I was crying. It was probably one of the few times in my life I ever cried. It was so painful. It suffered. It felt so awful. But I look back on that, and I think, had I married that girl, my life would have been totally different, and it wouldn't have been good as it is now. It is so much better now than it would have been. But I look through that, and I see it in this same way, as a time when the Lord did some pruning so that better fruit might come later on. And that pruning was painful. It was hard. And there's all sorts of pruning that we might go through that are not as, or that are far more dramatic, frankly, and painful than a simple breakup might be. That pruning might be a disease that you are suffering through. It might be the loss of a friend. It might be the loss of a job or the change in some life circumstance. The Lord works on us so that we might produce more and better fruit. The gospel in all this is to remember that as a branch, that we are not the ones in charge. That we aren't the ones who do things on our own. We don't produce fruit on our own. We remember that we are connected to the vine, who is Jesus, who feeds us. And that we are servants of the master gardener, who is the Father. He is the one that does the pruning. He has our best interests in mind. He doesn't have to research on the internet to know whether he should cut a branch or not. He just knows. He is the gardener in charge. And the beauty of this is that you didn't choose to be a branch on the vine of Christ. Christ chose you, and he took you and he grafted you in to himself, gave you faith. Our Lord says in the gospel that we were already cleansed, and that word cleansed is actually the same word as pruning, that you have already been pruned by the word that I have spoken to you. Jesus brought you into his life by his own word. Your first pruning was when you came to Jesus, whether it's in baptism or when you heard the word preached to you and received the Lord in faith. So with all this in mind, I would bid you to let your light shine before others, to continue to receive the pruning of the Lord, to continue to be fed by Christ, and therefore to produce fruit to the glory of our Heavenly Father. Let us pray.